Young man, that chick has moved on with her life and she ain't thinking about you. And I want you to cut her off now. Don't let her come back asking for money. Don't let her come back asking you what you doing. I just want to see how you doing. Hey, I just wanted to check on you. If she wanted to check on you, she would be there with you. What she want to do is check on your pockets. That's exactly what she want. Yeah, she the checkologist. She want to check your pockets. And she might give you a little taste. And knowing you, you'll take it because that's what you've been doing. But baby, you ain't doing nothing but playing yourself when you do that. You think, or at least I get some. But you in love. What does that mean? It draws you closer to her.
A lot of these guys, they spend so much time idolizing and pedestalizing a box that they willing to do anything for it, even to the point to where you see a lot of guys saying stuff like, oh, no, it's not tricking if you got it, or you going to pay for it some way. No. It's a reason why there's a difference between prostitution and a woman that you get married to. A woman that you get married to ultimately has your best interests at heart. They want to see you build. They want to see you successful. They operate as a helpmeet, meaning that they want to be in a position to then be the beneficiary of your greatness, but they also want to contribute into that whole conversation. A woman that's a prostitute is literally looking to get whatever it is that she can out of you, and then they sell the box as a result of it because they don't value it the same way as a woman that's not giving it away to every single person that they run into, which is one of the reasons why she's made herself your wife, or she operates with a wife type mindset. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of guys, they keep conflating, and that's why you now don't see the difference between, or guys separating the difference between, a chick that's for the streets and a chick that you want to marry. Often at times they then find themselves getting married to chicks that's for the streets. And similar to how we see a lot of these NBA players wind up getting divorced after they get out of the league, they see no more value in you. And so they're not trying to hold you down. So she's 100% white. A lot of these women are so smart that now, I'll go a little bit further. Some women are so smart now and they don't care because they know that you idiots are going to continue to justify how it is that you're emotionally attached to this woman that's literally leveraging her box and her whatever it is that she has in your life to continue to get the most out of you. They're using this and they so quick with it, and they know that you're so much of a sucker that they're not even hiding it no more. See, women have always been the same since the beginning of time. And also on top of that, what guys don't realize is that the game has never changed. It's just evolved the way that we interact with it. So we got different technologies and we got a whole lot of different stuff. But the reality is this, bro. Like, she's not going to be anything different than any other woman that's came before her in history, and all women or most women that are for the streets are opportunistic, meaning that you just to come up. And so you thinking that the game has changed is a thing that they depend on in order to continue to finesse you. And Auntie over here is absolutely right.
Oh, you ain't think men fall in love in the bed, too?
Mm-hmm.
You let it be good enough. You will be falling in love. And you don't think some women can't separate it? Well, I don't care what you heard. When the goal of this woman is to get your money, to check your pockets, baby, she will separate this from that quick, fast, in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if she know you feeling her.
Yep.
And you making it easy. As soon as you hit, you just, here you go, baby, you can have it. I want you to cut it out. Because a woman that can treat you like that will never respect you. She will never love you. But I bet you she'll always love checking them pockets. And I would tell her the same thing if you were doing her like this. So cut it out.
And she's 100% correct. And it's a lot of women that's able to separate it. And just because they don't tell you, don't mean that it's not happening. You see it communicated to you every single day, even on social media. And now you privy to it. You know what the game is. You see what's happening. And you still out here fumbling the bag. Are we that weak as men? Are we so weak to where we cannot separate, and even when it's right in front of our face, we still fall victim to it? I mean, you really, really are trading in your time for money, and some of y'all, most of us, really don't even have it to even be given away like that. I mean, you trading your time for money, then they tax you for it, kills you a little bit every day. And then you go out here and you spend it on these chicks, or you giving it to chicks just because she gave you a little bit of box and she told you that she liked you. You're not self-aware. You're not situationally aware enough to realize that she don't really like you, but she just taking advantage of you. You can't vet the difference between a woman that's for you and a woman that's using you. And y'all so oblivious and disillusioned. It reminds me of these IG models or the even more popular ones before they came IG models. And they just, you know what I'm saying? They're for everybody and everybody busting them down. And, you know, this guy hit it or that guy hit it for free. And, you know, you out there whining and dining her. And it's nothing wrong with treating people well that actually has your best interest at heart and is there for the right reasons. But you whining and dining a chick for the streets and you will have guys. Women will be laughing at them and men will be sitting here while the women is laughing at them, arguing you down about how it is that you need to be still okay with tricking off and, oh man, it ain't tricking. I was going there anyway. But man, any woman, and I mean any, with no exception, any woman that is not adding way more value into your life than what she's taking away or what she's benefiting from as a result of you, don't need to be in your life. It works the same way in corporate America. The minute that you stop contributing or the minute that they recognize that you're more of a nuisance than you are a benefit to the company, they will let you go. Because if they don't see any value in you, then it's time to terminate employment because this is not an equal exchange. But the minute that you continue to add value, which is one of the debates that we have even in business is, hey, man, are you building a company for them? No, y'all both getting an equal exchange of value when you couldn't do it without them and they really can't do it without you or they can't find somebody, but they're willing to pay you a significant amount of money because they appreciate your contribution into the company. And so, you know, you can get what you negotiate, equity, all of that stuff or whatever, but once your term of employment is up, they got to let you go because they've evolved. They've, your skill set don't meet that expectation anymore, but relationships is the only space and the only place where we justify allowing for people to take advantage of us even though they don't add any value into our life. And please, please stop talking about a woman that cook or a woman that clean. Man, that is so archaic in your mindset. We've evolved and value comes in different ways. And so just because she can cook a meal for you don't mean that the restaurant can't do the same thing and they'll bring it to you and they'll DoorDash it to you and they'll say they appreciate you as a result of it. I'm telling you, look, value has to be, it has to be evaluated differently. It can't just be she worked at McDonald's, but she got a good attitude and she cooking and clean. That's the end of the comment. No, 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 no. Value is according to where you are in your life and what you need from her. That's how you evaluate whether or not you're equally yoked. Because where you're going, and this is why I tell guys a lot of times, vet the woman based off of where you're going, not where you at. Because you're going to evolve and you're going to change. And if you still got this McDonald's Happy Meal chick mindset that's still around you talking about, I got a good attitude and I know how to throw it back, it got to be more than that. Once you mature and once you understand what life is really about, box is just extra. That's the cherry on top. We're going to get that anyway. I don't need to pedestalize it. I don't need to value it more than anybody else is valuing it because I'm already going to get it anyway. That comes along with you being in my presence. I need somebody that actually is valuable to me because box is just plentiful. It's 4.567 billion women on this earth. That's not a rare commodity. That's a perception of a rare commodity. That's like the diamond industry. That's not a real jewel. And so I need somebody that actually aligns with where I'm going, and then I'm still going to get the box as a result of it. And I'm never going to simp out for these women, whether you are in a relationship, married, or you single. Stop pedestalizing these women and stop letting them come back into your life because they are going to ruin your life, suck you dry, and if you didn't have anything, then they wouldn't be around you. That's how you evaluate whether or not people are supposed to be around. We do it to our friends, but we don't do it to the women. Stop simping, bro. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm curious as to what y'all think. Make sure you leave a comment and then also tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. See y'all on After Hours tonight.